close to a month after a crash in Cambridge claimed the lives of two people and sent one to hospital with serious injuries, the family of one of the victims is searching for a wedding ring lost in the accident. The accident happened on Hespler Road near Sheldon Drive just before midnight on May 12. Now Kim Turen is trying to do everything she can to help find her husband Randy Turen's wedding ring. Because of his job, he could not wear it, so it was in his glove compartment when the accident happened, said Sandy Calhau Pereira, a friend of the family. The car was totaled and the family was unable to locate the ring after searching the car at the auto wreckers. Calhau Pereira is turning to the public to help the Turen family in the search for the lost ring. If anyone has seen or found a wedding band, please message me. You would make this grieving woman so happy, said Calhau Pereira in a Facebook post. The family has been searching the area of the accident for weeks and have had friends with a metal detector go out and try to locate the missing ring. Turen wanted to have her husband laid to rest with his wedding band, but since they were unable to find it, she wants to give it to one of her children as a keepsake. The family can also be reached at sparklingfirework@hotmail.ca if anyone has information on the whereabouts of the ring. Police say a car heading north on Hespler Road collided with the side of Turen's vehicle heading south, causing it to roll over. Randy was going to get some burgers for his co-workers, because that's the kind of guy he was, said Calhau Pereira. Turen, 51, was pronounced dead at the scene. The other car was carrying two passengers, the driver, a 22-year-old man from Welland and a 31-year-old man from Pickering, who was also pronounced dead at the scene. The man from Welland was transported to hospital with serious injuries.